Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It's hour two, but it's totally different than what you heard in hour one because, well, we are live. We were planning to be live for hour one.
We were here.
We were here in the flesh, ready to do the show as usual, but we had a little technical glitch.
We had an enormous technical glitch.
Yeah, it was kind of a pain. I don't know what happened, but Bill, the engineer, and myself compared notes.
The truth be told, I struggled with equipment for 55 minutes, and Greg said, hey, can't we just go around all of this? And son of a gun, if we couldn't.
Well, hey, let's not forget that I am a genius, and that is overlooked every now and then. But every time.
How silly of us.
Yes, it's hard to believe such a thing would happen. But I don't know. We came up with a workaround for hour two, so we are live here once again, and we apologize for that little technical problem we had. But, you know, that's going to be, we've raised the bar. In a way,
that's going to be the theme of the program?
Well, you could look at it this way. We're going to try to fit 2 hours of Scuba Radio into one. Is it possible? There's only one way to find out, and that is to stick around and hang out for this, abbreviated edition of the big show today. We got a lot of stuff going on. We're about to hit the road and head down to Miami for the Miami Boat Show. Then we go to Chicago for Our World Underwater. And then it's off to the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures February 28th in Saba. So I should say me.
Yes, I guess you should.
I'm going to leave Bill here to work on the equipment.
That'll be great. I will have a fantastic time.
But look, we got a lot to cover, as we prepare for these events, today. Clay McConnell from, Explorer Ventures is going to join us on the show. He has some announcements to make about our travel schedule, not just Saba, but our trip to the Turks and Caicos, the Bahamas, and a wild dolphin adventure in September that we have scheduled. And plus they have some, added things, to their website and to their itineraries that we're going to share with you on the big show that you want to stick around, maybe even save a few bucks by hearing this information today. If that weren't enough, in the studio, very special today, I don't know how we'll fit it in, but I have Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network. He is the director of dive training. Is that right?
Not dive training, but director of training.
Dan training. Yeah.
Let's not get the rumor started that Dan is now teaching diving classes.
It's Dan, Divers Alert Network. He's the director of training for Divers Alert Network.
That is
and
correct.
He is in Orlando, our home base of operations, working with the folks at Disney.
Yeah, actually what I did, the guys at Disney invited me to come down yesterday. They do, as part of their DiveQuest program, they do a full rescue scenario where they stage and actually don't tell the crew that they're going to...
So do they pretend one of the groupers is sick and no, they have to rescue it from the water?
Well, no. If by grouper you mean guest, maybe.
Oh, I understand.
Basically, if Mickey Mouse is diving with Donald and Donald has an aneurysm, he basically goes in there and tells Mickey how to save Donald if he so chooses. But then again, Mickey may say, hey, I want the limelight for myself. Donald.
The rivalry between those two has been legendary.
Exactly.
Over the years,
right. So you're there just to kind of set them straight there at Disney.
Exactly. Now, they do a fantastic job, but they asked me to come down and just kind of review what they do and give them some tips. And there were a couple things I saw, but overall they did an amazing process. So
cool.
I was really impressed.
Yeah. Well, they run a top-notch operation over there.
Absolutely.
And we'll get into a little bit more about why Eric is in the studio today. Why, if nothing else, he's just watching out for our own dive safety, because God knows I'm about to have an aneurysm, and I might need to be saved today. Eric,
there was a point that I thought you were going to stroke out. So,
well, if it's any consultation, I don't really want you to save me. I'd rather have Ashley save me from Sport Diver Magazine. She's here. And if anybody's going to give me mouth-to-mouth, it's going to be Ashley. Welcome to Scuba Radio, Ashley. How you doing?
Thank you, Greg. It's good to be back.
Yes. Now, you know, Ashley is in Orlando,
actually, you know what? Ashley just wrote down a little sign that she pointed towards me. Greg is going to die.
Absolutely.
So apparently, if it comes to mouth-to-mouth,
I think Greg's wife might kill me here.
Yeah, well, she's not listening. but yeah, okay, you're probably right now that I think about it. Let's just,
can you edit that out?
You know what? We'll put it in hour one.
Absolutely.
How about that? And, yeah, you're hanging out here with us today. You're good friends with Eric and Sport Diver Magazine. Their offices are right here in Orlando. I don't know why you don't come here more often.
You know, because I keep waiting for an invite to the Bahamas or Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, you're
not Orlando.
You'll wait a long... Oh, wait. She's a girl. No, not, you won't wait. Yeah. Now that you've mentioned it...
Yes.
Okay. How do you look in a mermaid outfit?
Exactly. I look really good in a bikini.
That's close enough for me. You win.
I guess there isn't going to be a spot on that dolphin adventure after all, huh, Greg?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Greg, have you noticed that she only comes to the studio when I'm here?
I know. That's what I was getting at.
It's because I love you, Eric.
Is that what it is, or is it because you have Eric there to be as a buffer?
I think that's what it
is. Absolutely.
Exactly. Fair enough. Well, how have you been doing, Ashley? I mean, I know you travel the world talking to all your folks, your advertisers for Sport Diver Magazine, because that's what you work with the clients, what, throughout the Caribbean and Florida, or what? What's your territory?
Throughout the Caribbean. I actually just got back from the Bahamas.
Nice.
A great week
trip. Yeah, well, what do you mean? You just got back from the Bahamas. What are you hitting me up for, then? I should be saying, hey, why are you bringing me on these trips?
You never asked.
What? I have to ask? Come on.
Absolutely. I have to ask for your trips. You have to ask for mine.
Look, you scratch my back, actually. Well, no.
Yeah, let's not go there. Let's not go there.
But you just got back from the Bahamas, just what, talking to some of your clients, hanging out. Did you get some diving in as well?
I did get some diving in.
Where at in the Bahamas?
I was actually diving over in Nassau with Stuart Coves.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you do the shark dive over there?
I can't go to Nassau and not do the shark dive.
Well, this is true. This is true. That is one of the coolest shark dives. Actually, Bill, that's one of the few places he's actually been since the show.
Yeah, since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
One of the few places I've gone with Scuba Radio was the Stuart Coves shark dive. You ever watch Mythbusters?
I have seen that.
Whenever they do shark stuff that's not great whites,
mm-hmm.
Whenever they do, you know, Caribbean shark stuff, they always go to Stuart Coves.
They do.
And when they surf behind the cruise ship, they did that with Stuart Coves.
Hey, Bill, just kind of a basic question.
Yes.
How do you look in a mermaid outfit?
Eric,
apparently, as I thought I did. That's really what it boils down to.
I think that's the underlying
to.
Problem here.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Eric, did you really want to say that out loud? I mean, come on.
Well,
I don't think he's curious.
It's a rhetorical question.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think he was trying to make me a little more self-aware.
There's mental pictures we really don't need.
Yeah, good
you
point.
You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, the images I'm going to be left with for the rest of the day.
She's scarred. She's scarred for life. And he's now cowering in the corner.
Well, here's the other thing, too, and maybe I didn't do enough research on this. My understanding was that mermaids were naked from the waist up and mermen the opposite. Which may not have left the right impression when I tried that outfit.
Ew.
Ouch.
Ew.
Just saying.
There's another.
And the water was cold.
That's another section we didn't want to put in.
Really
our,
cold. I mean, seriously.
Let's take that whole last 3 minutes, put it in hour one, okay?
All right, we're moving stuff to hour one.
Yeah, let's do that. But yeah, Stuart Coves, great dive operation. Stuart's doing well, and we're actually talking about going over there for an event in April, possibly.
We?
Yeah, if you want to come.
Oh, wow.
I want to know, what's the event?
They're doing some Legends in Diving thing. You hear about that?
That's over at UNEXO.
Stuart's not going to be a part of that at all?
I don't believe
I think it's
so.
Just,
you know, here's
no,
the thing, Greg. Maybe you didn't really get an invite to the Legends of Diving
well,
event.
That's true. I haven't actually yet, officially.
Yeah, that'd be in Freeport, Greg.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like Legends of the Bahamas diving community, not just Freeport.
Stuart may be there.
Yeah.
Maybe. But
no, he might.
Okay.
Okay, that's right. She's looking at me like, he's going to kill you. No, I'll see Stuart at DEMA sometime. Our World Underwater. Maybe he'll be there in Chicago. Did he say he's coming up to Chicago? No, he ain't going
to
do that.
No, I think he likes to stay in the Bahamas. He likes to stay that wintry cold season.
Yeah, he's probably working on some new underwater film. Knowing him, he's, you know, they did all the James Bond stuff over there. He's kind of like the underwater Hollywood director guy.
He is the underwater Hollywood.
He is. He's the guy who will hook you up and get you the best underwater footage for all the for all the movies. So it was that what you were over there talking to him about? It's like, hey, come on. Come on, put me in your next film.
Hook me up, hook me up.
Yeah.
No, I just went over there, did some diving. And
yeah.
I hadn't seen him and Michelle and the kids in a while, so we went over and talked.
Okay, so you're just going over there and having fun. Where else have you been lately?
You know, I've been there, and I was at UNEXO for a while, but that's been pretty much it after this acquisition since we now work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now you guys have Scuba Diving Magazine and Sport Diver are kind of under the same roof and stuff, right?
Yep, we have that, World's Best Diving and Resorts, and then we also have the Undersea Journal. So we've got four publications now. They're keeping me really busy.
So you're like repping all of them now, I guess, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Good for you. All right. Well, I think you are the one who's supposed to take me on a trip then, because it sounds like you're doing pretty good.
I'm trying.
Yes, indeedy. Now, what about you, Eric? Where you been lately, other than diving the tank there at Epcot?
Well, you know, actually, I didn't get in the water this time around.
Yeah, you sound like you're a little stopped up, man.
I got a little congestion going on, and that would go against the whole Dan way of looking.
Yeah, that
at
wouldn't
things.
Set a good example for Mickey.
You know, certainly if I were diving and got in trouble, I would call our medics immediately. But understand that as a Dan staff member, to call in and say, can I speak to one of the medics? I may be bent, is going to really, I'm going to catch a lot of grief for that.
I was going to say, can I be on that phone call?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good call to make.
And honestly, it's happened before. There have been a couple Dan employees who have been elsewhere and gotten in trouble. And of course, we do what we know what we're supposed to do. But yeah, it's just something we'd rather not do internally, so
yeah.
I'd rather not torque an eardrum and then have to call the office and explain that.
Exactly. Well, but you guys are pretty legit in that regard. But, you know, accidents happen. Like you said, it could happen to anybody.
Absolutely.
You know, even when it did, they took care of them, did what they had to do, right?
Absolutely. Well, there's a good story of a coworker of mine who's no longer with Dan, but he and I were on Grand Cayman.
Yeah.
He had been running around. Parties in the evenings, the social functions that come with the job.
No.
And, yeah, believe it or not.
Social functions in the diving space?
You'd never see me in any of those.
We made a couple dives. But nothing real challenging. I mean, it wasn't outside the limits, but between dehydration and whatever, and it was just the random nature of dive accidents, he woke up one morning and said, you know, after we eat breakfast, I think we need to run over to the chamber for a little bit. Now, the problem with this is he had been a photo pro.
He had been a photo pro, and, well, we'll continue this after the break. And we'll check in with Clay from Explorer Ventures. They're having a birthday bash for me. I kid you not. They're throwing me a birthday.
Very
cool.
I
set it up for myself.
Where's my invite?
Well, you're going to get one. Just stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Eric Douglas from Dive Training Magazine. Dive Training? No!
Greg?
You know why I said that? It's because I had dinner this week with some of the folks from Dive Training. They were in town and came
You're
by.
You're cheating
and
on me?
Well, look, they bought me, they got me liquored up, and next thing you know, what are you going to do?
You're cheating on me.
Yeah, well. But Ashley is in the studio, too. Eric from Dan, Divers Alert Network. Ashley from Sport Diver Magazine. And they all love each other. We do.
I love Jerry.
Yeah, they're all good. It wasn't
Jerry has a crush on my mother, though.
Really?
Yeah.
But who doesn't?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your mom. Yeah. Yeah, she's whacked. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Yeah. Doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
No, she's a great lady. Indeed. Now, Eric, you were saying that somebody at Dan a few years ago, and I think I know who you're talking about, actually. You were in the Caymans, and you guys had a incident where he might have mixed the drinking and diving a little bit too much. Next thing you know, we need to go to a chamber.
He wasn't drinking and diving. Let's say he was a little dehydrated when he went diving.
Yeah, like the night before.
Because he had been drinking previously, and even just running around doing store visits and meetings and things, and it was hot, and you know, not drinking enough water. You just got off an airplane, that sort of thing. Yeah, like all divers do, honestly.
Yeah.
He woke up that next morning and said, you know, we need to run over to the chamber and get me checked out. And of course, mind starts spinning. I actually informed him at the time that I would call the office and let them know that there was something wrong, but I was not calling his wife. I refused to get involved in that conversation. But you know, I guess the short version moral to this is that it can happen to anybody.
That's right.
And there's just a random nature to some decompression illness. Now, the backstory I started to say is he had previously been a photo pro on Grand Cayman.
Yeah.
And so he was very well known on the island. It took about 30, 40 seconds for word to spread to the far end of the island that this particular person was in the chamber.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the Coconut Telegraph just lit up.
Yeah, that's the kind of notoriety
we'd rather not have.
Yeah, you really don't like. Knock on wood, that'll never happen to me. But, hey, you know, it's possible. And the good thing is I'm a Dan member. I got my Dan insurance. God forbid something ever happens to me. I know I can call up Eric. Dude, help.
The first thing you do, call us, let us know, and we'll take care of it. If you're a Dan member, we're there for you.
And the thing is, even though they know me, they'll still take care of me.
In spite of knowing you,
exactly.
Absolutely.
That's the beauty of the whole thing. All right, hey, look, Clay McConnell from Explore Ventures is on the line. He's the big cheese. He's the grand poobah. He's our close personal friend. From that fine liveaboard company, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing good. About you?
I'm doing dandy, man. We're just a few weeks away. February 28th, we head down to Ceiba for another week of fun and frolic there on one of your vessels. I can't wait.
It's getting close, isn't it?
It is. You know, we're going to be down there. I hear that this is actually one of the best times of year to dive that part of the world. Is that true, or do you know?
It's true. We've got usually this time of year excellent visibility, halfway decent weather, and it's obviously warmer there than it is certainly up here.
Yeah, well, I like the sound of that because it's freezing today for sure here in Orlando. Now, we got some cool things to talk about today. And one, of course, is that Ceiba trip. But you have a few things coming up. We're announcing, I don't know, kind of themes to some of the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises that we mentioned last week on the big show. Have you been brought up to all this? Have you approved all these things?
Well, you know, I try not to approve anything because it gets me into trouble later on.
Well, that explains why they gave me the sheet then. Because I was like, wait, he approved a birthday bash? In May, May 16th is my birthday, and that is the day we're leaving for a Turks and Caicos liveaboard with Explore Adventures, and they evidently are going to call this the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise Birthday Bash.
It's interesting to sit back sometimes and see what trouble you and Lenny can get into.
Well, I'm guessing it's about me, unless there's someone else on that trip that I'm not aware of that's also having a birthday, or is it really about me?
I would have to assume it's about you. It's always about you, isn't it?
Well, of course. Come on.
You're the one with the radio show.
Yeah, well, hey, there's a couple little perks here and there.
And when exactly is the Bill the Engineer
birthday bash
liveaboard experience? When is that scheduled for?
I'd have to check on that one.
All right, he's going to check during the break, and then we'll find out when to plan it. It's pretty. You know what? I don't think it's on the schedule. I don't know.
I could have a birthday any time of the year. September's good for me.
His birthday suit. He gets what? What is that?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Clay Picado from Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard of Scuba Radio. Now, the May 16th trip, the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise that we're doing with that fine liveaboard company, May 16th is my birthday, and the our friends there at Explorer Ventures been nice enough to dub that one the birthday bash. Now, there will be a few other goodies mixed into this event. We'll get into that in just a bit. But, you know, Clay, I did want to clarify something. I was surprised when I got the little ad that said, hey, we're going to make this a birthday bash type trip. And I was like, all right, that's cool. But I was like, how did you guys get my age correct? Because they got up there, like, Greg will be celebrating his 20th birthday, May 16th. There in the Turks and Caicos, and you're welcome to come along for the party. So I'm impressed. You guys have done your homework.
It's amazing the people we had to pay off to find that out.
You obviously didn't pay enough, my friend. I think I paid you guys. But anyway, it's all good. Now, what we're going to do is actually make these. We got a couple of these trips that are going to be demo weeks, and we have. For that week, I believe we're going to have Oceanic Dive Equipment, and also Bonica is going to hook us up with some HD underwater cameras for people to try out for the week and document the festivities. Whether that's me or Ashley's talking about coming on that trip. So I think for my birthday bash, she should come jump out of the cake, the whole thing, right, Bill?
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
But wait a second, it's my birthday too.
Well, you're
so who's jumping out of my cake?
Well, when's your birthday?
The 22nd.
Oh, it's the 22nd. Okay, well, we could get Bill to put on his birthday suit.
I'm kind of speechless at this moment.
A lot of women feel that way.
There's a lot of guys that feel that way, too.
Only a few.
Only a few. Oh, boy.
I think I might take a rain check on this trip.
Really? You ought to go. Clay, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we're not selling it properly.
Well, it's a boat, so there's only room for one cake. I suggest that, Ashley can jump out on Greg's birthday and vice versa on Ashley.
Dive Master. He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Clay is on the line from Explorer Ventures. I have Eric Douglas from Dan and also Ashley from Sport Diver magazine in here. And I'm all choked up. You know, it's everywhere talking about celebrating birthdays and people jumping out of cakes. I don't know. It sounds like total mayhem. But I guess the good news for people that want to join us on this boat is that we're going to have Bonica high-definition cameras for people to document the event, and that way they can film it and then blackmail both of us.
I will tell you, my birthday suit has yet to be documented in high def. So this could be a perfect opportunity for me.
Ooh.
I'd define that as a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. I'm not so sure we're taking the right tack with the promotional effort that we're trying to put forth here today, Clay. But I don't know. We'll keep working on it. You know, like I said, we got Bonica. Oceanic's going to hook us up with some new equipment for people to try out for that week, May 16th. And then we got some other trips. We got a trip August 8th. That one will be a demo week as well. At Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise, and Oceanic, Bonica, and Olympus is going to join us for that one, where we're going to get some brand spanking new underwater cameras for the folks to document the festivities on board for that week. And if that weren't enough, September 26th is our wild dolphin adventure out of the Bahamas.
Oh, my birthday is September 26th. I've just decided.
Of course.
Conveniently.
Well, you'll be able to come just as long as there are spots available for purchase. And
nice.
And if that weren't enough, Eric Douglas, hopefully, or somebody from Divers Alert Network will be joining us on that trip.
At best I can say at this point is someone from Dan. We're actually staging a series of cage matches in the building.
Yeah, is that what it is?
That's the fairest way we could come up with to determine who will be joining Greg on that trip.
So you have to lose how many cage matches to go on the scuba... The scuba cruise?
I don't know. We'll see some of these folks from Dan up in Chicago at Our World Underwater, and maybe we had to structure up some kind of arm wrestling competition at the local Irish pub.
Ooh, no.
We've done that before.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we've never had any kind of prize. It was only just for the, you know, the fame and the glory.
I do think I have photos from that, though.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I thought those were burnt a long time ago.
Well, they're digital, so.
And I believe one of them is of Greg getting beat by a girl.
No, that's not true, because that never happened.
Hello?
Yeah, well, actually, to be fair, we did the DNA testing, and we're inconclusive as to whether or not it was actually a girl.
Yeah, by the way, did I mention Clay's on the line? So let's just talk
to
Clay.
Greg got beat or Greg got beaten?
No, Greg kicked some ace, if you hear what I'm saying. But what else is going on in that regard, Clay? Because you guys are running, are you still doing the $200 airfare credit?
Yeah, we've got $200 airfare credits for a couple of weeks in March. That would be, let me back my memory.
Well, see,
March
I'm looking 14th here.
On the Turks and Caicos trip and March 28th for the Southern Bahamas trip.
Absolutely. And Explore Adventures, of course, will be there at Our World Underwater, showcasing their destinations. Five different places you can go, I think. Is that right? Or five or six? What is it?
It's five.
Five. Okay, yeah. It's they're all over. Trust me on that one. But Our World Underwater,
well, you're selling
there.
It, Greg.
Well, thank you. You guys have some special shows or special deals for people that go to Our World Underwater and talk to the folks at the booth this year as well. So make sure you go there and pick up a special. You can get a special deal for previous guests and for new guests. They have something for everyone there at Our World Underwater.
So if I show up in my birthday suit, there's a special deal for nude guests. That's great.
Oh, boy.
You like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever. All right, I promise to get through this entire segment without bringing up the mental image of Bill the producer in his birthday suit. Let me just leave it with the simple fact that you can go to scubaradio.com and look for the link on our travel schedule there under latest news, and you will see all the information about the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises, you know, whether it's the birthday bash, the demo weeks in May and August in September, the Wild Dolphins in September, of course, Saba February 28th. It's all right there at scubaradio.com.
And if you check out, while you're at scubaradio.com, check out the video of the recent dive we did with the manatees, the swim we do with the manatees.
Yeah.
I'm right there, and I'm actually naked during it, but they only show me from just about the waist up. So you can imagine the rest when you see that.
Is that you that looks like a manatee?
Of course it's me that looks like a manatee. What else? Well, except for the manatees that look like manatees, but yes.
Yeah, no, that isn't an albino manatee. That is Bill. just to clarify that. You'll have to go look for for yourself. I'm getting quite a few comments about the videos we've been putting up there at scubaradio.com. We're just doing it for fun and, you know, giving people a little peek of what really goes on behind the scenes. When we're out and about doing our thing. And I don't know. It's interesting. We'll see where this goes. But I'm starting to get a little better on editing the stuff together and having some fun with it. So check it out. It's right there on scubaradio.com.
This is the very first video where you have actually edited out all the frontal nudity, which is nice.
Yeah, well, you were in it, remember?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, you know, there's a line that even we can't cross.
Yes.
Every now and then. But look, Eric Douglas in the studio with us from Divers Alert Network, as well as Ashley from Sport Diver Magazine. You know, among all the other things that Eric does as far as educating people on dive safety and that kind of thing for Divers Alert Network, he's also an established author. And we've talked about it many times here on the show with Cayman Cowboys, Hollywood, Flooding Hollywood was his second release. And his latest one is called
Guardians Keep.
Guardians Keep. And I'm about 100 pages into it. I really love what I've read so far. But, you know,
he doesn't read the pages. He reads the numbers. Well, until he gets confused by a number, and then he asks his kids for help. What is this?
He's up to triple digit numbers.
That's
though.
Right. Cool.
That's where he gets
Since the last time I talked to him, yeah. You know, I keep Eric informed of my progress.
I really like the numbers in the lower right-hand corner. They're excellent.
Better than the ones in the lower left-hand
corner. Yes.
He has his character, Mike Scott, who's kind of like a James Bond of underwater diving and adventure. And I don't know. He does all kinds of wacky stuff. He's an underwater photographer, works for a newspaper, kind of like Ashley.
Exactly.
Ashley's like a female version of Mike Scott.
Well, truth be told, the character's modeled after her.
Really?
Well, no, actually, I'm lying.
Oh, wait, what about his love interest?
Well,
maybe Ashley is the love interest.
There
Could
is,
that be?
I keep asking when I'm actually going to be in one of
these Maybe you
novels.
Have been.
I don't think so, not yet.
Sure, she was pretty hot in that, what I've read so far in those first 100 pages.
Actually,
well, then in that case,
there
I am.
Is
the
a character.
You're pretty easy, too, I should say.
Well, it is fiction.
Nice.
No, so I don't know.
But, so anyway.
Do you pull from your friends, like things like that, like tidbits that you mix into Mike Scott or some of the other characters?
Absolutely. You know, not so much character traits or personality traits, but the stories I pick up from people on the road are certainly work their way into the books. Absolutely. Especially with the first one, Cayman Cowboys, there was a number of stories that people told me about their own adventures on Grand Cayman that ended up getting featured into the first book. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do they ever come back to you and say, Eric, dude, what are you doing, man?
I've changed enough of the details that I haven't given away, haven't incriminated anyone yet.
Right.
We're okay.
Interesting. Yeah. So nothing you've written so far, Ashley, has come back to you and said, "Hey, that's me."
No, she hasn't smacked me yet.
But you want her. You want him to write you into one of his stories.
Yeah, I
want to
know. Come on, he's like my older brother.
I know.
When am I going to get a little credit
tight.
In these stories?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, how would you incorporate Ashley into one of your stories? What would you do? What would she be?
Go ahead, put him on the spot.
Yeah, I was going to say, ooh, Greg, thanks for that. Is it time for a commercial break, Bill?
We got about 3-4 minutes here.
Oh, nice. I got plenty of time to wiggle. You know, no, actually, there is a character An upcoming story. I'm already working on what will be the fourth Mike Scott book.
Yeah, well, you're releasing parts of it online, right?
Well, no, that's not a Mike Scott story.
Oh, okay, that's a different thing.
That's one of the short stories. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But no, I'm already working on the what will be the fourth Mike Scott adventure novel.
And yeah,
there's a place for a young up and coming diver. Boy, is she giving me a look right now.
I want to see how he's going to pull himself out of this one.
Well, it'll be another, will it be a love interest of Mike Scott?
No, I don't think so, because honestly, Mike Scott is 38 to 40.
I don't get any love?
No, I didn't say you're just not going to get love from Mike. How about that?
Dang it.
Yeah. He's too young for you. Is that what you're
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, 38, that's way too young.
She likes older men.
Get a shot, Greg.
They're more experienced.
More experience. Okay, yeah, right.
Moving right
interesting.
Along.
Interesting. All right, so you do pull a little bit here and there.
Yeah. And the good fortune I have working for Divers Alert Network, I've had opportunities to travel all over the world, actually.
And you met some pretty twisted people.
I have met some very twisted people over
present
years.
Company included.
Present company included. Greg and I still have a series of stories that we
have. Oh, those can't make it into any
No,
books.
Those will never make it into print. But they make us giggle every time we get together. But, anyway.
Exactly.
But
just leave it there.
Yeah, I've met a lot of really interesting people and traveled to some great places.
Right.
Each of the stories so far has been places I've been to and places I've dived. The first story was Grand Cayman, obviously. Second story was set in Southern California and around Catalina Island.
Right.
And the new one that came out 1st of December is set in the Adriatic coast of Italy. And it just so happens to be where Dan Europe's office is. So,
cool.
Been there a couple times.
Well, that was one thing I really liked about those first two books is that, Cayman Cowboys, I was very familiar with the places that you had written about. And, as a diver, if you've been to these locations, you can identify with it very easily if you've been there. But even if you haven't, if you're a scuba diver, you can relate to all the terminology and the experience of being on a dive boat and that kind of thing. And like your second one, Flooding Hollywood, about Catalina Island. I have not dived Catalina Island, but I've heard enough about it. I've been out to that area, of California. I haven't went out to the island yet, but I've been with people that tell me, hey, this is what you see, and I've seen the videos, and you paint a picture, and it's like, hey, you do feel like you're there diving it with the character. It's good stuff. Two fins up, as I've said many times before.
That's exactly the idea. I want to take people diving when they can't get wet.
There you go. Booksbyeric.com. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network in the studio. Also, you can check out his books that he's written that we've been talking about here at booksbyeric.com. Now, your next book is not a Mike Scott novel, but it's a what? And it's just being released online?
What I'm doing right now is I've got a short story that I'm putting out in serial fashion. So it's coming out one short chapter every week for 9 straight weeks.
That's great. Do you have to eat it with milk and fruit?
Cereal with an S.
Oh.
Cereal with an S.
Wouldn't that be cereals?
So can we ignore?
We're going to
You would be the first person.
We're going to move that to hour one as well.
So every Monday, Monday morning, I post live a new chapter. It's actually in 6 languages.
Wow.
Spanish, Portuguese, German, Czech, Russian, and English.
And Pig Latin.
But that's the English. That's how I write.
Oh, okay.
But I've also got it in audio format, so you can listen to it on your computer in both WMA and MP3 formats.
Nice. And that's at booksbyeric.com?
It's at booksbyeric.com. If you want, probably the easiest thing to do, I send out notices, emails. So somebody, if you want to get a weekly reminder, drop me an email, and I'll put you on the list. Or I have a group on both Facebook and MySpace that I send out notices to every week to let people know that the latest chapter is up as well.
Cool. Well, once again, just go to booksbyeric.com and you can sign up for that and be informed. And you'll like it. It's good stuff indeed, especially if you're into the whole scuba diving thing. You'll appreciate what Eric has done in that literary world. Now,
and it is free, by the way.
Absolutely. Ashley.
Yes,
you're off,
Greg,
to Curacao.
In August.
And you're basically looking for a new writer for Sport Diver? Is that the deal? What's going
sure.
on?
You know, I don't know if our writers would like that, but no, we're doing something called Get Published.
Yeah.
And you can go on a trip with Ty Sawyer and myself. We're taking a group along with us to Curacao August 1st through the 8th.
Yeah.
And one lucky person gets published.
Cool.
So basically, they go on this group trip. And they submit a writing assignment. They take different seminars and stuff by our editor, Ty Sawyer, and get to do some underwater photography seminars with him as well. And one lucky person will have their photos published and maybe even their article.
Oh, okay. So it'll be kind of like a little, way to find out what it's like to be a travel writer.
Absolutely, yeah.
So and so Ty will be there to give him some tips. You'll give him some tips on how to sell and stuff.
Sure, if that's what they want. I'm just gonna be the underwater model.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, there we go.
That's why you're just gonna pose underwater for their pictures.
Sure.
And give them something nice to
look at.
Of course.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure having you here, and I'm you ought to come back all the time.
You know, I'll do my best about that, but you know, I really would prefer kind of the Bahamas or Turks and Caicos, not Orlando.
Yeah, you would rather someplace more exotic that fits
absolutely.
your vibe. Huh?
Yes, please.
Okay, fair enough. All right, and you're taking me to Curacao. Is that the deal?
Do you want to go?
Why not?
Maybe.
Okay.
What are you
You've
gonna
already
do for
been
me?
Published, Eric. Greg.
Yeah,
I have
Greg.
Been published, yes.
Eric has also been published.
I have.
So the two of you shouldn't go. I should go.
Well, you've been published. There's
That's
that
true
picture
too.
At the post
How do you
office.
Look in a Speedo?
You don't want to know.
You could find out.
Oh, boy. Here we go. That's not a Speedo, Bill. Come on.
Well, you can imagine what it would look like if a Speedo was over this nothing.
Hey, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.